are the content rebels. We've got zero time for busy work that masquerades as marketing, and we're done with losing the impact of our big message just to satisfy some SEO or social media algorithm rules. This is a show about marketing for established, soloish entrepreneurs who want to build real relationships with clients online. Join me each week as we make your content work for you. Hey, hey, friends. We have a fantastic episode today all about how to use PR, but not in a typical PR way. And I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But I think it's funny. It was a few weeks ago I recorded this episode with Dina Behrman. And then just a few days ago, I fell down the British royal family rabbit hole, all of this stuff online right now. Oh my gosh, the conspiracies, they are like flying. And I posted on Threads that I am utterly fascinated by how bad the royal family is at PR. Now, turns out, and I heard this from a few different sources, that they pay pretty horribly and they have a constant rotation of PR people, probably because it's so hard to work with them and also because they pay so well. Not so well, obviously. And that makes a little more sense, but I'm still utterly and completely fascinated by how they could be so bad at this. And I followed up that post on Threads by saying I'm fascinated by how bad they are, and this is coming from someone who knows she's not good at PR. So, with all of that said, it's probably no surprise I was very interested in this conversation, and I was specifically interested in it because Dina actually approached me and said, I would love to talk about how people can use PR to continue building the know, like, and trust, and maybe even just starting that know, like, and trust process with their audiences. And obviously that falls right in line with not only the title of this podcast, but my view on using content marketing as a whole. So with that, let's hop into the interview where I'm going to talk to Dina Behrman. She is a former journalist turned PR strategist, and she's a publisher. She helps entrepreneurs and leaders stop being the internet's best kept secret, become the go-to expert, and create a much bigger impact in the world by sharing their story and expertise in the press and in multi-author books. She's worked as a publicist for a number of 6- and 7-figure industry leaders and has also helped hundreds of entrepreneurs learn how to do their own PR. Well, Dina, welcome to the Know, Like, and Trust show.
Thank you so much for having me. Very excited to be here.
So I have to tell you, I have gotten lately, just like yesterday alone, or maybe it was 2 days ago, so many podcast guest requests. And the ones I've been getting have not been stellar. We'll just say that yours, when it came in, it rose to the top, like not just a little bit. It was like a, you know, like effervescent rise to the top.
Oh, well, that is always nice to hear.
Yeah, I mean, just like you obviously took the time to research this show, which I'm so happy for our audience that that's the case. But in addition to that, I'm really excited about this topic. I feel like it aligns really well with a lot of the things that we've been covering, especially for the last couple of months here. And I think it'll make everyone's, you know, lives just a little bit easier. And I'm always about trying to make things a little bit easier for all of us very busy folk, right? So why don't you just tell us a little bit briefly about you, and then we'll dive into our topic today.
Yeah, so I'm a PR strategist. My background's in journalism. I did that for about 10 years, and then I launched my business. It's about 9 years ago. And so I work with coaches, consultants, and service-based business owners to help them to share their stories and their wisdom in the press, and to do it in a way that enables them to grow their business and attract more of their ideal clients. And, you know, I'm all about helping my clients to generate that know, like, and trust factor. So I definitely felt like there was some really good synergy there with what you're doing.
Yeah, well, obviously, I agree. So specifically regarding like the know, like, and trust factor, I mean, obviously, you're in PR, and my experience prior to entering the online world, you know, about a decade ago with PR was very different because my husband worked in TV news. So PR and publicity was, you know, it was a bit of a different ballgame, shall we say. And I've come to respect the people I know who work in PR since then in a whole different light, just because most of the people listening to the show are, you know, probably on a walk with their dog. Maybe they're at the gym in a car ride, dropping the kids off. And, you know, we're lonely beings at home, right? And like, we know what we do is good. Our clients know what we do is amazing. And also getting information out about that to people who are not already connected with us can be really hard. And building that know, like, and trust factor does depend on people having the ability to even find you. So yeah. I would love to hear just kind of your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think there's two things there. I think, like you say, sometimes it is about getting in front of more of the right people. And, you know, like you, I work with mostly kind of solopreneurs. And I know certainly when I started out in my business, I initially launched my business as a side hustle, and I had no clue how to actually get out and get in front of people. Like, I knew what I was doing. And at the time I was doing a lot of, you know, done for you PR, I was doing it for my clients, but I hadn't really thought about actually doing it for myself. And so when I first started my business, I ended up feeling very kind of stuck, not getting out to enough of the right people, and knowing that I had these skills that I wanted to be using. I wanted to be helping people, but I simply wasn't reaching enough of the right people. And when I started actually putting myself out there, I'm a real like natural introvert. So it didn't come naturally to me to feel like, oh, I'm going to be in the spotlight. But actually, when I started putting myself out there and getting visible, and also from a mindset perspective, kind of seeing myself as an expert as well, but, you know, proactively kind of pitching the press and everything like that, that really helped me to get in front of more of the right people. And then the other side of it is really about the know, like, and trust factor. And it's about having that kind of expert positioning that you get from being featured in the press. So it might be that you are in a newspaper or a magazine or on a podcast or a radio show, whatever it is, but it really helps boost your credibility because it's what we call third-party endorsement. So if you're featured as an expert and you're being quoted in a newspaper article or you're being interviewed or whatever it is, you're essentially being endorsed by that media outlet. And it just helps to give you that kind of expert positioning, that kind of credibility boost. And that's really important in terms of that know, like, and trust factor. And I think now more than ever, people are being a lot more cautious when they're buying. I think just with everything that's going on in the world and the economy and all of those things, people really want to feel like they can trust the person that they're investing in or that they're hiring. And seeing someone who has, you know, done lots of interviews and been featured in kind of well-known places, it just gives you that extra layer of trust, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like in the world that we live in, you know, everyone understands the value of testimonials, right? Like, you know, your clients saying good things about you. And it's so interesting to me. We all understand the value of that, right? And yes, there's some bad actors out there who can like just make those up. But it's a lot harder to make up these third-party endorsements that you're talking about. And while you can do the pay-to-play stuff, which I'm sure we both know all about, and I'm sure the audience knows exactly what I'm getting at here, You know, while that is an option, you know, if you click through to these things and people see that it's a legit interview with someone who knows what they're talking about, then they're willing to have you on their show, or it's a, you know, trusted news source. And even if it's a piece that's, you know, showcasing a few different people or, you know, a couple different quotes over a different subject or whatever, that can't be completely faked. It has to have some like legitimacy right there baked in.
Yeah. And I think people are really like discerning now, like customers are really smart. And so on the whole, I think people know if it is, you know, you get these pay to play things where they'll do, first of all, it's probably going to be on some kind of website that no one's ever heard of. And then it's going to be maybe, you know, the top 50 female coaches or something like that. And you can, people on the whole, I think people can tell. And so when it is like a genuine, like a news outlet, you know, whether it's an actual like website for a newspaper or a magazine, and you can go into the shop and you can buy that magazine, or it's a podcast and you can go on iTunes and you can see the reviews and that kind of thing, then people know that that's genuine. And yeah, it's just that thing of, we can all talk about our businesses and, you know, when we're writing content and whatever, that's great when it comes from us, but actually having a way to kind of showcase what you do and it's not just coming from you is really powerful.
Absolutely. So I have a question for you that kind of came up from what you were just talking about, and it's going to go a little bit off topic. Well, we'll circle back to our actual intended topic soon, but you know, with the know, like, and trust factor, and yes, like, I think you are absolutely hitting the nail on the head when you say that people are really just yearning for that extra layer of trust right now. it's becoming harder for a lot of people to invest in other services. Like, you've just got to care a little bit more. And that's really where my question comes down to. PR to me, and this is probably me showing my ignorance, so, you know, go with me here for a sec, but PR to me can feel a little bit cold at times and a little corporate, if you will.
Yeah.
And what I'd really love to hear from you is, how can you show your level of care so that that know, like, and trust factor is more relationship driven rather than just like, oh yeah, I've heard that name before. Oh yeah, so-and-so trusts them. I should probably trust them. Because what I have found, especially as the economy has done what it's done for the last year and a half or so, the people that I am working with, they're working with me because they feel like I actually care for them.
Yeah.
And I cannot tell you how much I value that, because it's absolutely true. I absolutely care about my clients' success. I don't just do work for people and then kind of forget about them. I want to check in with them, even if we're no longer working together, because I believe in what they're doing. And I think they can feel that level of care for me. And I'd love to hear, really, and I'm really putting you on the spot here, so my apologies, but I'd love to hear how you handle that, because anything I put out there for my business, and I know my clients and my audience are going to feel the same way, they want to make sure it's got that same warmth in it that the one-on-one with us can.
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of points that you've raised there. Just first of all, when you mentioned the word corporate, it's so interesting because I get so used to sort of talking about PR and publicity. And sometimes people will say to me, like, but that's not relevant to me. That just sounds like something corporate. That sounds like something for like a bigger business. And so when I'm talking about PR, like, it doesn't need to be corporate. So I'm talking about, and the way that I would kind of explain it is leveraging other people's platforms, other people's audiences to share your story and your expertise. So it could be going on to podcasts. It could be writing a guest blog post or a guest article and being published like in an online magazine or an online blog. Or it can be more traditional, you know, newspapers, magazines, TV, radio, whatever. But there's so many different types of media outlets. So first of all, it can have a kind of corporate feel to it, even just the name PR, but actually it is something that is good for you. If you are a sole trader, if you're a business owner, you don't need to be like a big kind of corporation. And then the other thing, like what you're saying about being able to showcase that you are someone that really cares about your clients, you know, there are so many different types of kind of PR activities or types of media. So, you know, you can do an interview like this and really truly showcase your personality, your mission, your big why, you know, what makes you get up in the morning? Why do you do what you do? Why did you launch your business in the first place? So many of us have like interesting stories around, you know, how our businesses came to be and those kinds of things. And I think those things really help people to get that true understanding of who you are. You're not just like rattling off something for the sake of it. You're like having a conversation and just being really real. And, you know, things like sharing your story really helps you to connect with the listeners. And that might be in a podcast or radio interview, but it could be if you're writing an article. So you could write a guest blog post or a guest article. You could submit it to a blogging platform or an online publication, and you could share some of your story. I had a client of mine, she's a relationship coach. She wrote a first person essay for an online magazine, and she was just very like real and kind of vulnerable about her journey and what she'd been through in terms of going through lots of heartbreak and things like that. And then learning, you know, to do things a different way, and then how she'd met her partner and all these kinds of things. So she was able to really connect because she shared her story, but then she also shared some of her expertise in there because, you know, she is an expert at what she does. So she was able to share kind of tips and advice and insight. At the end of that article, she gained 1,500 new leads, people that came and like joined her list, joined her Facebook group, and many of them went on and became clients of hers because they had had that like real connection with her. So I think if you are doing PR, and I always say to my clients, the two main things you want to focus on are sharing your story and sharing your expertise. So if you're doing PR and you're sharing your story and you're not scared to maybe get a bit vulnerable or talk about the things that matter to you, I think then people can see, you know, especially if you're talking about why you do what you do, they can see that there's that level of care that you have for your clients and that you're passionate about what you do and those kinds of things. And then sharing some of your kind of, you know, insider secrets, your wisdom, your insight, your opinion, that really helps with the kind of expert positioning part.
Wow, that was great. And I thought I was getting off topic, but I think that's actually going to segue really well into what we were here to talk about in the first place, because everything you're saying is something I know I should be doing. And I would hazard a guess that anyone listening here probably is just nodding along and being like, yeah, yeah, that's clearly what we've been supposed to be doing all along. But finding the time for it as, again, you know, a sole operator is difficult. I mean, I've said for two solid years now, I need to spend more time pitching myself to other podcasts. And, you know, I'll have like a good run of it where I try for a little while and then I stop. And then I don't want to hire like one of those services to do that, mostly because I'm on the receiving end of so many of those. And I don't think that they come across.
I can imagine. Yeah. When you're seeing those bad pitches. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I want to do it personally. I want to keep it in my own like words, in my own voice, but it's just that thing that gets pushed down the list. And that's for podcasts specifically. I mean, I could also, you know, look for guest writing spots, as writing is a strong suit of mine. But again, I should not say I don't have the time. I don't prioritize the time to do that. And I think we can kind of like move into like how we can make double duty happen. I mean, I'm all about repurposing content so that you can create content that does the job for you again and again. And I know that that's something that you wanted to talk about, how we can repurpose the content we already have out there as PR plays. So I'd love for you to expand here.
Yeah, well, I think, like you say, that the majority of people kind of like the idea of PR, but they just feel like it's going to take too much time and it feels like overwhelming. And so that's why when I saw the work that you do, and knowing that, you know, so many of us as business owners, we put so much into creating content. And if you think about like how many newsletters you've written, how many, you know, social media posts, some people may have their own blog on their own website and they're writing things for that. We have so much great content already. So, you know, when you're thinking about doing PR, you don't have to start from scratch. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can use some of the content that you already have. So, you know, if you are someone that has your own blog and you are doing a blog, you know, on your own website, and I think sometimes it is just like a mindset shift. It's like the idea that you could actually take those posts and publish them on someone else's site. And a lot of people, they just wouldn't maybe have thought about that, or they don't know how it works or whatever. But you can get published on blogging platforms or online publications that are looking for contributors. So you've got places like MindBodyGreen, you've got places like Elephant Journal, Tiny Buddha, all of these big kind of sites that actively welcome contributors writing articles for them. So definitely if you are already creating things like blog posts, but you know, you can take a newsletter that you've written and you can just expand on it and adapt it, and you could use that and submit it. Or one thing that I like to do is, say you have an article and it's 5 top tips for doing something. Well, you could just take that and turn it on its head and turn it into the 5 biggest mistakes to avoid. So you already have that kind of outline there, and you're just writing essentially like the opposite for each point. And so you never have to feel like you're starting from scratch, because I feel like that feels very overwhelming to sit at a blank screen and think, oh, I need to like do some PR. But if you look at the content that you have, so definitely like any kind of articles that you've written, or also taking things from other formats. So like if you've been doing Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives, then transcribe them and turn them into articles. Or if you've written something and it's like a, you know, like a really great Instagram post and it got a good reaction, well, you could use that as a basis for a pitch for a podcast and pitch yourself to a podcast. And that could just be like the theme of the podcast interview. So I think just using what you have makes the whole idea of PR feel less overwhelming. But also, when we're focusing on our own content, more often than not, we're just putting it out on our own channels to the people that we're connected to. And the whole thing about PR and why I love it so much, and literally, it's been the thing that has grown my business the most for me, is getting in front of other people's audiences. And it was just this kind of, you know, for so many of my clients, it's like this mindset shift of like, okay, I could do this, you know, really great article and put it out to my audience, and that will get in front of X number of people. Or I could go and publish it on this website and get in front of, you know, 10,000, 100,000, a million. You know, some of these news sites, I have clients that are published here in the UK. We have the Mail Online, which I know is like super popular in Australia and America and all over now. And when you look at the number of unique visitors that they're getting to that site, it's like 50 million or something. And I have clients that are doing articles where they're appearing on there and they're sharing like their top tips as an expert. And it's going out to like millions of people. And obviously the whole idea with PR is that, you know, you want to do it in a very intentional and strategic way so that you are pitching to the media outlets that your ideal clients are reading or listening to. Like that's the sort of the main aim of the game, is that you want to get in front of more of your people. So be intentional. Don't just like pitch to anywhere, like go and find those media outlets that your ideal clients are listening to, that your ideal clients are reading, and you get to get in front of so many more of the right people than if you just stick with your own sort of networks. So yeah, use what you already have. And whether it's repurposing articles, whether it's, like I say, taking like a video and then transcribing that and then using that, or just using something as inspiration for a pitch, you can definitely use what you have. And I think honestly, once you make the commitment that, okay, I want to give PR a go, sometimes it really just comes down to like scheduling the time in your calendar, like blocking out like, okay, I'm going to spend an hour on Friday and I'm going to research podcasts, or I'm going to spend an hour and I'm going to write a press release or whatever it is. And then just looking at, okay, what content do I have that I could repurpose so that it doesn't feel so overwhelming?
I really appreciate how you gave some tactical tips there. I think my favorite one was when you said, if you've already got, you know, like an Instagram post that had the five tips for this, you could turn it around and make it into like the five things to avoid. And you just go through the article, change a few of like, you know, framing words, yeah, and you're probably pretty good to go. That one just kind of hit me because I was like, I have a lot of that. I have a lot of that ready to go.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want like a word for word copy on another website for SEO reasons. But yeah, if I switch out enough of it like that and just take the opposite stance, I probably have like 10 solid articles I could share right now with, you know, maybe a half hour of, you know, additional work each to like reframe it a little bit. But that's an approachable task that I can actually put it on the calendar with a time, because I know how long it would take me to do that.
Yeah.
Versus like, come up with an idea, pitch it to five places, see who bites, then write it or then create it, right? That it just feels so much harder if I say it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think half the challenge is that the idea of PR just can feel so overwhelming, it can just put people off from even attempting it. And so anything, you know, that I can do to make people realize that actually you can break this down and turn it into really like doable kind of tasks, especially when it's stuff like you say that you're kind of already doing or you already have anyway. And you know, I think a lot of people think that PR is going to take like a really long time to do. And I've got a client that I started working with recently, and, you know, we had a call and she put together a press release, and like the following week, the article came out and it's like this full length article about her and her business. And I think she was shocked at how quickly it had happened, because, you know, and it's going to be different depending on where you pitch, but like, it doesn't need to take a long time. Like you can get started and just start whatever it is, like pitching to a podcast or, you know, writing a guest article or pitching to a newspaper. And once you start doing it as well, it makes it less daunting because you've done it. So then you know that you can do it again. And also when you're pitching to places and you've had those first couple of bits of media coverage or those first couple of interviews, you can use them in your pitches as well and say, oh, here's something that I've written previously, or here's an interview that I've done previously. So just getting those first couple is going to make all the difference.
Yeah. And once you have those first couple that give you, you know, a little bit of cachet, again, that secondary trust, right? Or third party, you said stressed, like it kind of works in your favor. You know, if so-and-so had, you know, Brittany on their site, you know, maybe she'll be a good interview on my show.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Like, yeah. Well, thank you, Dina. This has been wonderful. If people are looking for more information or want to reach out to you with any questions about this, where can they find you?
So my website is dinaberman.com and I'm across social media on Dina Berman. But the best thing to do if anyone's interested in PR, I have a free PR masterclass you can download from my website. So if you go on there, you'll see the masterclass. It's 3 secrets to pitching the press, and you get a masterclass and workbook, and it literally takes you through kind of step by step what you need to know to start pitching the press. But doing it in a really intentional way so that you are getting in front of your ideal clients and attracting your ideal clients to you through your interviews, through your articles. So yeah, head over to the website and you can download that for free.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Dina. This was a great conversation. I really love how everything we spoke about just kind of, you know, interweaves with all of the other content advice we've been talking about on this podcast for the last season or so. Thank you, everyone. If you are looking for help with PR, you know where to go in the show notes to find more about Dina, and we will see you in a couple weeks. If you found value from this episode, there are 2 things you can do to thank me. The first is share it with a friend. If you enjoyed this episode, you learned something from it, odds are you know somebody who needs to hear this message. I do truly believe that a rising tide lifts all boats. And if you help that friend with something that they need to do, we're going to have less crappy marketers out there, which means less scams, and we get to help more people in those ways that we uniquely are meant to help them. The second thing you can do is leave a rating on whichever podcast app you are listening to the show on right now. Doing that helps me reach more people, getting, again, this same great information out there. And we all make a better, happier, effective, and ethical world as a result. Thanks so much. See you guys in a couple weeks.